Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
This is The Digital World with yours truly, Karen Rose, and my co-host Janine Edwards is going to be coming in shortly. It has been 2 whole weeks since I've been able to talk to the Digital World family here on Freedom 106.5. Listen to me, it has been a rough 2 weeks for me. I got sick, and man, the crazy thing about it was a lot of people thought, hey, you know, you probably party too hard for carnival and that, you know, and everybody's got the carnival sickness, the carnival bug and whatnot. Man, listen to me, I avoided the majority of carnival related activities because I knew that March was going to be just a very big month. There's just so many things happening that I'm involved in. I wanted to keep myself in the best possible shape. And it's like as soon as Ash Wednesday, I think when Ash Wednesday hit, I think I started to feel a little bit bad. And even the last show that I did, I started to lose my voice. I started to get sore throat. I remember I was asking people on air, you know, hey, if you have any remedies, you know, for sore throat, please call in and let me know. And then after that, like, everything just went downhill. I was weak. I was great. I was hard to walk. Could barely even talk. All of my words were slurring. Going to the doctors. Did pretty much every test, scan, blood work, everything. And whilst I could hardly walk, hardly talk, and everything was blurry, like my vision was really, really bad and everything was blurry, every single doctor was like, yo, you have a clean bill of health. We're not seeing nothing. You are as fit as an ox, you know? And I'm like, well, clearly something is going on. And nobody could tell me exactly what was happening with my body. So for the last 2 weeks, I have literally been in bed, resting, you know, just doing my doctor visits. Now I'm finally back on air. I could finally, you know, come back on air and talk to you guys. I'm at about 70%. Yeah, about 70%. My vision is still not 100% there. It's like I can now see things that are like all in front of me, but like if I look straight or if I kind of look off into the distance, things are blurry. So even when I was at the eye hospital, they did all their tests, dilated my eyes, did every single test that they do in the eye hospital. Shout out to the doctors over there. And they're like, yo, your eyes are in perfect health. They're like, they're red. They look a little bit strained, but like the actual health of your eyes are very good. So I say all that to say that is why I haven't been here for the last 2 weeks. So it feels so good to be back. I hope within the next week or so, I'm back to 100% because 2023 is the year that we are claiming where we are going to have a great and spectacular year. There are so many things, good things that are happening, not just in Trinidad, but throughout the Caribbean. And I don't want to miss a second. Ain't nobody got time to be sick and be on the sidelines with so many things going on. So as usual, every single Friday on the Digital World, you know, we talk to you about building your business, taking it online, learning about the different tools and platforms that are happening within the digital space. We get to talk to some amazing entrepreneurs, people who are creating businesses that are leveraging different digital channels and whatnot. We also get to speak to some amazing content creators, people who are doing some amazing things. And I think every single week, the conversations are always enlightening. So this week, it's going to be me. Janine is going to be coming in shortly. Right now, Janine is doing the 40 Under 40 tour with the government. So she's currently speaking at a school. And as soon as she's finished with the 40 Under 40 tour, then she's going to be coming in and she's going to be, you know, bringing her lovely energy as she always does. So what are we going to be diving into today? Well, we know that the year can finally start in Trinidad, right? The year can finally start. We can finally get back to being productive because we've had December where it's Christmas season. You know, everybody's winding down. People say we wind down from November. Once partying season starts, we start to wind down. So November, December, we start to wind down. Then we get into New Year's. We know we ain't doing no walk. But then right from Boxing Day to Carnival, productivity in Trinidad takes a bit of a hit. And I'm saying bit. We know that's a bit of an understatement. But we know productivity takes a hit. And once the week after Carnival starts, that first Monday after Carnival, you know, when the Carnival Tabanka kind of starts to wear off, we know from that Monday, we start to finally focus. The year can finally start and we start getting back into that productive mode to work for the rest of the year, right? And one of the biggest topics to this date is people are still looking at the job market. They're still trying to find their footing within the job space, right? And I think there are so many nuances that need to happen in order to build a better job market here in Trinidad and Tobago. And these are some issues that I'm seeing happening in other Caribbean islands as well. So if you are tuned in from another island, because remember, we don't just broadcast in Trinidad and Tobago. You can actually watch the live stream on our website, the Freedom 106.5 website. People also listen to internet radio. You know, the station is available on applications as well. So we have listeners that are tuning in from other Caribbean islands, listeners tuning in from the U.S., the U.K., Canada, you know, wherever the Caribbean diaspora is, we have people who are tuned into the program. So people can relate. But I want to have a conversation about, you know, what we can do to build a better job market here in Trinidad. And I think one of the best institutions that could help with building a better job market is the recruitment agencies. So as of right now, people tend to go to recruitment agencies. They will go fill out the application, send in their resumes, and then the recruitment agency's job is kind of to go and help them land their next job, right? Companies go to recruitment agencies, they say, hey, we're hiring for this position, this is the type of thing we're looking for, and your recruitment agency is kind of a matchmaker, right? But here is where I want to make five recommendations that I think the recruitment agencies can start to really help with building a better, thriving, more resounding job market here in Trinidad. And they're one of the perfect institutions to do that because they are uniquely placed with getting all of the information from the companies. They know what types of companies are hiring. They know what types of positions are in demand. And again, they have a laundry list of candidates with a variety of different degrees and skill sets that they can kind of play matchmaker with, right? But there's some more things I think that the recruitment agencies can do. So I wanted to have a conversation about that, right? Now, the first thing that I think recruitment agencies can truly help with the job space in Trinidad and Tobago is, number one, publishing reports on jobs and job positions and the demands. So as of right now, there is nowhere to really go online to get information about what jobs or positions are in demand or being heavily sought after. Think about that for 1 second. If you're here in Trinidad, or maybe you're in Jamaica, or you're in St. Lucia, Barbados, you know, anywhere in the Caribbean, you know, where do you go to learn which industries have positions that are in high demand? Where do you go? The rest of the world, they have platforms. They have a variety of job marketing platforms that are constantly talking about, you know, new industries that are booming, new skill sets that are being heavily sought after, new degrees that are being offered that you probably should take, because here in the Caribbean, we know that people are still running after a legal profession, medical profession, or engineering. And I mean, when you're in a economy with a population as small as ours, we only need so many lawyers, doctors, and engineers. We need a heck of a lot more skill sets, right? But where do you go to learn what are the new industries that are booming in the Caribbean? What are the new skill sets that are being heavily sought after, right? And also, who is helping to guide the companies on what skills they should be looking after, right? So there's nowhere to really go online in the Caribbean that's publishing any of that information. And I think this is an amazing area where recruitment agencies can start to collate that data around the positions that have a need. Since companies are coming to them with their needs, they should be publishing monthly reports about jobs that are being heavily sought after. This will give job seekers insights into what types of positions are in demand in many different industries. They can also start to create content around positions that are on the way out. Because we know that's a big thing, right? We know that there are many jobs, there are many positions, there are many skills that have been replaced with either automation, machines, tools, you name it. And there are a lot of positions that are on the way out. So recruitment agencies should be guiding people to say, hey, you know what? This particular skill set, Matt, I'm just throwing this out there. This is random. I don't know. But let's just say, bookkeeping as a skill set. You don't want to invest in learning this particular skill set because now with the new tools on the market, accountants are using this rather than, you know what I mean? They should be guiding the conversations and guiding the market, both companies and also both the employees. Hey, these are some particular skill sets that are on the way out. You do not want to be the one to go and take some of these courses or learn these skills because the value for them, they're losing their value because not many companies are hiring for them, or it's a waste of time skill to learn. Because there isn't a job market for it, right? Again, we don't really have any platform or place that is putting that type of information out there. And that doesn't just help the job seekers. That also helps the companies. Sometimes the companies are so caught up in what they are doing within their space, they're not always thinking about what types of process optimizations they can do to become a leaner or more efficient company and do certain processes even better to create an overall better experience for our customers, right? We know, for example, we know when you're trying to do anything online with a lot of the government platforms or some of the banks, we know it's not as efficient as we would like it to be, right? But what we never really talk about is, do these organizations have the right people with the right skills to create a better customer experience or to better automate a lot of the roles and functions that would create that better end experience for us? We don't really think too much about who those people are, what types of skills those people have, right? So that's a conversation that I would love to see recruitment agencies starting to get into. Start publishing reports on the jobs and the positions that are in demand. Nobody is saying this is going to be easy, right? Nobody's saying this is going to be easy, but it's going to help the industry. It's going to position the agencies much further ahead as well. And it's going to help both the companies and also the public. So that's the first idea that I have in terms of how recruitment agencies can help to build a better job market for all of us. The second thing that I would love to see job or recruitment agencies starting to do to help build our job markets throughout the Caribbean is reports on new industries locally and internationally. Again, we don't really have any place to go for information on what new industries are seeing a surge in growth in the Caribbean, right? Sure, we hear about individual entrepreneurs doing some great things, but never enough about the entire industry. What are the industries that are booming in the Caribbean? Is anybody collecting this data? Is anybody putting this information out? How do we know? So just like how when our parents or when we were growing up, I'm 36 years old, right? And as much as I did not grow up in Trinidad, I still grew up in a Caribbean household and we still had a big influence from Trinidad. So the Caribbean community in Toronto, our parents were still telling us, go get government jobs, right? Because that's what they grew up knowing, right? So just like how our parents and our grandparents could tell you, hey, go and get a government job. Go work for TN Tech. Go work for WASA. Go become a lawyer. Go become a, because these are always safe and booming industries. Who in the entire Caribbean is talking about what industries are seeing a surge? Where do we get this information from? Who is putting this information out there? Again, I think this is an area that recruitment agencies, job boards, places that are constantly in the middle between, think about it, right? Recruitment agencies and job boards are really in the middle of employers, employees, and schools, right? So they are in a unique position to see, you know, what industries are blossoming. What industries do we need to develop? They could be collating that data and putting it out in the market. I mean, at the end of the day, an agency is a recruitment specialist. You guys are specializing in the art and the industry of recruitment. So there's no better entity than you guys to be talking about the different booming industries or industries that are about to take off or that could do really well within the Caribbean than you guys. I would love to see information from recruitment agencies talking about the new industries that are booming both locally and internationally. I mean, at the same time too, if there are opportunities for us internationally and they're in certain industries, and in order to get into those industries, you need to have particular qualifications or particular skill sets. I would love to see the agencies, you know, create roadmaps saying, hey, you know what? China's looking for engineers or Japan is looking for submarine engineers or water engineers or something. Like, find out what industries are booming internationally and then start showing us how we can go and get the necessary education and qualifications and start teaching us the pathways to go and get some of these international jobs, right? Again, do it for both local, do it for both the local industry, but then also talk about the international industry. The world's a very different place now. People are moving all over the place for employment opportunities and for educational opportunities. It would be good if somebody locally, if an entity locally is watching the international market, but also talking about the different industries that are booming internationally. And then we now can have conversations about the pathways to get the necessary skills so that if people want to go and work in different areas, like, we have an idea as to how to go about doing that. And that could also help us, because at the end of the day, if we have people who are now, you know, working internationally and getting the necessary skill sets, at some point we may be able to call these people back to bring them back in. Again, they would be coming back with skills in different markets that can potentially help us push us forward, right? So those are the two things. I have five. Those are two. I want to take a quick break. Like I said, I'm only at about 70% right now. So please send me some good vibes. I'm here from 12 to 3. We're going to go and take a quick break. If you want to call in and talk about, you know, some things that you would love to see happening in the local job market, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call at 327-3223. That's, 627-3223. 627-3223 and 625-2257. That is 625-2257. Or you can hit us on WhatsApp at 306-1065. 306-1065. We are talking about building a better job market. I'm giving some examples of how I think recruitment agencies can truly help build the local job market that works out for both, not just the job seekers, but also for the companies. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after that. We pay some bills.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
And we are back right here on The Digital World with myself, Karen Rose. My co-host Janine is going to be on with me shortly to come and spread, you know, some good vibes. Shout outs to her and the 40 Under 40 movement. I love the fact that they have been It's a wide cast of young people who are doing some amazing things throughout Trinidad and Tobago, and they're going into schools to talk to them about their professions, their stories, their journeys. And it's always good to allow the youth to see a different perspective, to learn about some of the new careers. There's a lot of career days that I've been doing lately throughout Trinidad, but also in Jamaica, Bahamas, Turks and Caicos when I went out the other day. And I think one of the big reasons why I get the calls to come out for the career days is, again, as a digital entrepreneur, if people know my brand is Digipreneur. Being a digital entrepreneur, learning how to build a brand and a business that I can actually run from my computer. So pretty much, I don't just work from home. My business is set up that I'm able to kind of work from anywhere. And some of the skills that I have, you know, is web development, search engine optimization, digital market research, content marketing, digital strategy. Pretty much all the skills that I've learned are all digital. So when I'm working with companies or other entrepreneurs, I don't have to physically be there. We can have all of our conversations remotely and do everything via the computers or via video calls and screen sharings. And a lot of the work that I have to do for companies is behind the scenes, right? And it's a lot of task-based things that I have to do. So I don't necessarily have to physically be any one place. Ironically, the only time I have to physically be somewhere is when I come on radio. A lot of the workshops that I do, you know, whether it be throughout the Caribbean or whether it be in the US or in the UK or back in Canada, a lot of those things are digital. So I don't necessarily have to be there. As much as I love traveling and I love being there in person, and doing the workshops in person, I just love the fact that, you know, we have options, you know. So when I get booked to do a workshop, it could be virtual and I'm able to, you know, go into my studio at home and do the workshop from there and still get paid. Or, you know, I could have my laptop and have a meeting whilst I am on a beach somewhere and still conduct the meeting and still do business. So I love the fact that as a digital entrepreneur, you have that freedom location. And there's so many skills that you can learn that would allow you location freedom, right? So you don't necessarily have to be based in any one place. And you can either work for companies around the world or you can get clients from pretty much around the world as well. So when I get called to do, you know, the career days, that's one of the perspectives that I'm bringing. And I'm always talking about the different types of digital skills that people can learn, where they can learn them, what schools they can go to learn some of these digital skills, what certifications people are looking for globally. And again, that opens you up to being able to work from anywhere. And the good thing is that even when I do work for clients outside of Trinidad and Tobago, you get to bring in your own Forex. So you can get paid in US dollars, you know, withdrawing it and spending it as something different, but I still get paid in US and that can convert to TT. And I still spend all my money, you know, right here in Trinidad. Even though I'm working for companies around the world or clients around the world, that money I still make still gets spent right here in Trinidad. So with everybody kind of a little bit frustrated with the job market and the job market situation in Trinidad, again, I'm always preaching there are digital skills that you can learn and there are things you can do where you could live right here in Trinidad and Tobago and still work for companies abroad, still get clients, and at the end of the day, you're still going to get paid and you're still going to be able to contribute to the local economy because now you have money to spend within our communities. Right? And you're not limited to just the jobs here. But that's also why we're speaking about the conversation today with how we can help to continue to build the local job market and how I feel recruitment agencies can have a nice big role to play in helping to build up the local job market industry. So the first two suggestions that I had, let me just pull back up my notes because, you know, I like to come with notes, right? I like to come with notes. So my first two was, you know, publishing reports on different jobs and positions in demand. The second thing was publishing reports on new industries that can help the Caribbean, and also be talking about industries that are booming around the world and teaching people about the different pathways to get into those jobs. I think recruitment agencies are in that unique place where they can talk about that, right? The third thing that I think recruitment agencies can start to do to help build a local job market is having workshops and creating content on best practices to get the most out of working with agencies. I am sure, I am absolutely 100% sure that recruitment agencies, they have a lot of myths about what they can and can't do, and people probably come to them with like some ludicrous expectations, and they're like, no, that's not what we do here. So you got to teach the people how can they get the most out of working with an agency. So you can have workshops, you can have webinars, you can leverage social media to create tips, tricks, strategies, put that information out there, and ultimately that's going to help you, because if people start to follow your social media pages and they get a better understanding of how they could best work with you to ultimately land a job. On the flip side, same thing with companies. I know companies go to recruitment agencies and they want recruitment agencies to work miracles. I'm sure there are things you want companies to know before they even approach you to try to work with you to have them hire or do hiring for you. So that's the type of information you could be putting out there. That's going to help everybody. If the job seekers have a better idea of how a recruitment agency works or how they can get the best use, you know, what are the types of services and offerings that you guys can, that you guys do, put that information out there. Don't just do one post on your website. No, you got to create content, leverage social media. Put that information out on your LinkedIn channels. Put it out on your Instagram channels. Put it out on your TikTok channels. Learn how to use all of these. Heck, you guys could even have a recruitment agency podcast. Figure out all of the various digital channels that you guys can do. Think about every single problem that people, job seekers, and companies are coming to you with. Turn that into content and information. That way everybody can learn so that they know exactly how to have a fruitful relationship with a recruitment agency, all right? So a recruitment agency best practices. The next thing, the fourth thing that I believe recruitment agencies can do to help build the local job market is to act as a bridge between schools and employers, all right? So as I said, they are uniquely positioned where everybody's coming to them. The companies are coming to them. The job seekers are coming to them. But you need to get more involved with the actual schools themselves and be that bridge, right? This would be a great time to do that. So whilst doing the research into new industries, so whilst the recruitment agency is doing, you know, research into new industries and in-demand jobs and publishing those reports, the agency should know exactly what schools are offering the courses needed to fill these positions and populate those industries. I think it would be absolutely amazing for someone to read a job title, learn about the demand in the various Caribbean islands and the schools locally, regionally, and online to be able to obtain those qualifications needed for those roles. This will also help businesses because they don't always know what they need or what they should expect from candidates in terms of qualifications or experience. The larger corporate companies themselves don't always have a clue what they need either, especially with the emergence of all of the new skills and industries that are coming out, right? So recruitment agencies can have a better relationship with the schools, understand their offerings. And again, if you guys are the ones leading the way talking about new industries, new skills, then we should be able to say, okay, well, if I want to get into this new industry, you know, what's the best way for me to get these qualifications? And I should be coming to the recruitment agents, the recruitment agencies for a lot of that information. Like this, again, I'm not saying that they have to do this, I am saying that recruitment agencies can evolve. They can evolve to offer a lot of this information and insight because of how or because of where they sit in between the job seekers, the companies, and also the schools. They're in a very unique position for that, all right? Last but not least, the fifth thing I think that recruitment agencies should be doing. Listen, this should be mandatory at this point in time, right? Last month, the governor of California, they passed a new law where every company has to publish the salary ranges of the positions, right? They don't publish the exact salary that they're offering you in the role. They publish the salary range for the role. Because we know with every position, it's all based on your experience, your qualifications, and yada, yada, yada. But there's a range for every single position. And then when you interview, depending on your interview and, you know, your own level of skill sets and qualifications, you'd fit between whatever the range is, right? We don't have any laws like that here. So the majority of the companies do not post the salary ranges. I'm not telling you to post the exact salary. I'm telling you, no, there's no law here to tell companies to post the exact ranges. What I feel like recruitment agencies should be doing, I think every recruitment agency, I think every job board, I think everybody should make it mandatory. If you want to list your job on our job board, if you want us to find a candidate for you, a requirement across the board, we don't need no law for this. Every job board, every recruitment agency could just collectively do this. Tell the companies we need a salary range. We need to have a public salary range for the position. That way, that alleviates so much stress. The companies win because now you're going to get the person that has the right expectation for that particular role. The job seekers win because now we know when and where to waste our time or when and where to apply for a particular job. You know, there are so many people who are trying to better themselves, and to better themselves, they may need to call in sick or take a day off to go do an interview, only to find out that the pay for the role that they're interviewing for is the same as or less than what they were making or nowhere near what it should be for what the job entails. And they feel like they've just wasted time, but they've also put their current job at risk because maybe they had to take a sick day or they had to call in and it's an unpaid sick day or whatever, right? And these things could be avoided if you simply posted a salary range for the role, right? If you post the salary ranges for the jobs, you're always going to get the people that have the right expectations, right? But as much as there is no law, because remember, like I said, in California, they passed that law where all companies have to post the salary ranges. We don't need to wait for a law. The job boards, the recruitment agencies can collectively come and say, hey, if you want to list your job on our platform, you need to post a salary range, right? I would love to hear from the Freedom 106.5 family your thoughts on that. Do you think companies should list the salary ranges? Do you think that the job boards and the recruitment agencies should come together and say, hey, if you would like to list your jobs on our platforms, you have to have a public salary range? I would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 627-3223. That is 627-3223. Or you can call 625-2257. That is 625-2257. You can also send me a WhatsApp. 306-1065, 306-1065. You can send a message or you can even send a voice note. I want to hear your feedback. Do you believe that companies should list their salary ranges? Do you believe that the job boards and the recruitment agencies should collectively come together and say, hey, in order to use our platforms, you must have a public salary listed? I would love to hear your thoughts.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Ooh, the wedding bells are ringing. Oh, boy. Shout out to everybody who is in the midst of planning their wedding for the upcoming wedding season. You know, shout outs to you. I got to find me some love soon, shucks, so I can take advantage of the special. So we are back inside the digital world. My name is Karen Rose. I hope your Friday is going well. I hope you are keeping me company. You know, listen, oh boy. Again, this is my first show back in 2 weeks, and I think this is the first time in 2 weeks I think I have spoken for like 3 hours straight. For the last 2 weeks, I have been as quiet as a mouse, just getting my rest. You know, but hey, we're gonna get back to 100%. And I cannot wait to get back to 100% so we can have a whole lot more fun. If you're familiar with me and the things that I do, all of my platforms, whether it be, you know, the Digipreneur FM podcast or my social media platforms, Karen Rose, KERONROSE, all the platforms is all focused on helping entrepreneurs across the Caribbean take their business online and build their platforms, monetize, learn new digital skills. And we have these types of conversations across all of our channels, right? So I want to take a quick break away from, you know, what we've been talking about, the conversation about the job market. We're going to dive back into it because I have, you know, 5 strategies to help job seekers get land their next job or land their next position. And we're going to get into some tech news because there's a lot of things happening in the tech world that is very interesting. I'm still waiting to see. I'm seeing some messages coming in where people are saying, hey, people, companies should be posting the job salaries. Another message that came in there, the person is saying, yes, I do believe that recruitment agencies, they should be talking about this type of information and making it kind of like mandatory for the companies to post or list their salary expectations if they want to use their platform. So that was another message that came in. Shout outs to you, Mr. San Fernando, right? If you want to chime in on that, should companies companies list their salary expectations or the salary ranges when they are posting their jobs, whether it be through recruitment agencies or through the platforms? I would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 627-3223, 627-3223, or 625-2257. That's 625-2257. Or shoot me a WhatsApp at 306-1065. That is 306-1065. So, for trending news in the tech world this week, there has been some pretty exciting news. T-Mobile just came out and they are set to buy actor Ryan Reynolds' Mint mobile network for, my goodness, $1.35 billion. That is with a B, billion dollars. T-Mobile, hey. They're going to be buying Ryan Reynolds' Mint mobile network. That's really exciting for him. I love to see how that acquisition, what that turns out to. Who remembers BlackBerry? I'm saying like BlackBerry was so long ago, like it was 30 years ago. But in all seriousness, who remembers BlackBerry? You know, this was the phone that predated the new smartphones that we have right now. Everybody had a BlackBerry. Everything was all about BBM back in the day. Well, guess what, folks? It looks like there is a new BlackBerry movie that is going to be coming out, and it's going to cover how the keyboard phone became the de facto business communicator and how it ended up losing to the smartphone. perhaps one of the saddest shots in the trailer. So the BlackBerry trailer just launched. You guys can check it out on Netflix. One of the saddest shots in the trailer is Johnson's and Doug Baruchel's Mike Lazarus. Mike Lazarus watching Steve Jobs announce the iPhone. But there's also a surprising amount of screaming and smashing of phones as the characters work to get their company off the ground and keep it afloat. The BlackBerry movie is set to come out this May 12th. So you guys can go jump on YouTube and check out the trailer for the BlackBerry movie. And we're going to see, you know, the rise and fall of BlackBerry, essentially, and how it lost out to the modern day smartphone as we know it. Big news out of ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence tool. ChatGPT-4 has officially rolled out. The Microsoft Corp-backed startup AI began the rollout of ChatGPT-4, a powerful artificial intelligence model that succeeds the technology behind the wildly popular ChatGPT. GPT-4 is what they are considering multimodal. So what that means, it can generate from both images and text prompts. Now, you might be wondering, what is the big difference between ChatGPT-4 and also ChatGPT-3.5? Well, let me break it down. ChatGPT-3.5 took only text prompts, whereas the latest version of the language model can also use images as inputs to recognize objects in a picture and analyze them. ChatGPT 3.5 is limited to about 3,000 word responses, while ChatGPT 4 can generate responses of more than 25,000 words. My goodness. But check this out. This is also groundbreaking stuff with the new ChatGPT 4. The latest version of ChatGPT 4 has outperformed its predecessor in some of the biggest exams in the U.S., one of those exams being the U.S. bar exam that lawyers take and the graduate record examination. ChatGPT is also helping accountants calculate taxes. It's actually calculating taxes. Now, that is how powerful ChatGPT-4 is than its predecessor. It's being labeled as, again, a generational bump from what ChatGPT-3 is. This is extremely interesting stuff, right? Just imagine, rather than going to, you know, at some point, I think it's going to happen. At some point, I think you might not even go to an accountant to do your taxes. You literally might be going to ChatGPT to do your taxes. Or maybe it's not ChatGPT, but maybe there actually is an AI model for accounting, and that AI tool gets so good at handling your taxes that is where you go for your taxes. Again, interesting stuff, right? Next up, we have an article on the 10 tech devices that can help you sleep better. Now, we know that almost every single sleep expert will tell you that in order to get the best sleep, you should probably come off things like your smartphones an hour before bedtime. You know, don't watch TV. Turn off all screens about an hour before you're getting ready to sleep. That way your body can wind down, you rest your eyes, and you can have the best possible sleep. But did you know that there are some devices that can help you get the best sleep possible? Well, I am going to give you guys 10 pieces of tech that are going to help you get better sleep. Number one, there is an app called App Blocker. Before making use of any helpful sleep gadgets out there, you'll have to address the tech that is already in your life that's making sleeping more challenging. Hint, we're talking about your cell phones, so it's time to cut down on it. App Block allows you to block a variety of applications on your phones at certain times. With it, you can create a chunk of time before bed where you won't be able to scroll through your phone aimlessly at night. I know there are many of you that just can't fall asleep because you are aimlessly scrolling at night. I think one of my favorite memes is there's a meme where it's like somebody like the brain that's looking at the phone, and it's like, hey, me learning about the best sleep practices at 3 o'clock in the morning reading it on my phone. And it's a person or brain reading at 3 o'clock in the morning, learning about the best sleep practices at 3 o'clock in the morning. So App Blocker, the app, ensures that it blocks the necessary apps. That way, you can carve out your actual sleeping time and go to sleep. Next up for the tech, hold on 1 second. We have a message that just came in. Let me just pull that up. Don't go nowhere. Hold on. Yes, we got Sherwin Ali from San Fernando Hospital locked in. Thank you, Sherwin. I know you are always locked in to the digital world and the Freedom 106.5 station. Shout outs to you, Mr. Sherwin Ali in San Fernando General. Always glad to hear when you guys are locked in and tapping and locked in and listening in. The second piece of tech that you could use to help better sleep is the Fitbit Charge 5. While fitness trackers are best known for tracking physical activity, they also make for excellent sleep trackers, which are vital in monitoring your sleep patterns. The Fitbit 5 is the best fitness tracker we have tested due to the ease of use, comfortability, and the detailed health data. You can actually check out the Fitbit Charge 5 on Amazon. That is a great tracker to help you track your sleep and get better sleep. The third piece of tech that can help you get better sleep is a portable air conditioner. So according to the Sleep Foundation, the best temperatures, I hope you guys are taking notes. According to the Sleep Foundation, the best temperature for a restful sleep falls between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit. If you find your room is too hot for a comfortable sleep, a portable air conditioner could be a simple fix if you do not already have an air conditioner. All right? So you could check that out. Next up, number four is an electric blanket. So let's just say you're on the other end of that spectrum and you find that your room is too cold. An electric blanket may help you reach an ideal temperature. Of the electric blankets, there is an electric blanket called Sunbeam Velvet Plush that also has the cozy feet heated blanket feature. And as the name implies, it comes with a foot zone to keep your feet especially warm and also boasts consistent heating and soft fabric. So again, if you're somebody where you are too cold at nighttime, you could even look at an electric blanket. Check out the Sunbeam Velvet Plush with cozy feet heated blanket. And this is so cool. You actually put your feet into the designated feet area and you could actually set the temperature for your feet. So I know there's times where my body will be okay temperature, but for some reason my feet are cold. This might be something I would invest in so I could set the temperature for my feet to ensure that I get the best sleep. The fifth piece of tech that can help you get better sleep is a noise machine. Now, that's kind of crazy. A noise machine? Well, what is a noise machine? While silence is traditionally associated with good sleep, many prefer to sleep with white noise to drown out other distractive noises. There is something called Adaptive Sound Plus and Sleep. It is the best white noise machine that has been tested on the market. And it's thanks to its automatic adaptive settings and ability to completely block out competing sounds. So you could check out the Adaptive Sound Sleep Machine that allows you to get some great white noise to drown out any noises in the background to help you sleep. Six piece of tech to help you get better sleep is a wake-up light. Now, this is interesting. Going to bed is all well and good, but what about waking up? A sunrise alarm is purported to ease you into the morning by simulating the light of sunrises. The best one you can currently get on the market is called the Philips Smart Sleep Wake Up Light. Thanks to its extensive brightness settings, realistic sunrise and sunset cycles, and its intuitive controls. That is the Philips Smart Sleep Wake Up Light. And it helps you by simulating sunrises and also on sunsets to help you sleep. That's very interesting. I think I might check that one out in particular. Number seven, we also have smart lights. So a great way to upgrade your home and improve your sleep in one fell swoop is by getting the Philips Hue lighting. Hue is a smart lighting system that can allow you to set routines to shift your lights to warmer colors in the evening, among many other nifty features. This can help your body to ease into sleep easier while reminding you that it's time to wind down for the day. Now, I have a couple of Philips Hue lights, but they're more on my desk and they're more just for, like I do a lot of video content at home, so the lights kind of add some dynamic to my content. But I think this is something that I probably check out too, because I know what, even with my Philips lights for my desk, when I do a lot of work like in the morning time, so I'm somebody that wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can put it on a very low light. There's different settings. You have things like there's concentrate, there's energize, and depending on what type of mood you want to be in, there's literally a setting to aid in getting your body into that mood. So I could imagine you set up your house with all the smart lights, and then you could say, okay, it's nighttime, and it turns on the respective lights that would allow your body to get into, you know, a restful state. That's pretty interesting as well. So check out the smart lights. Number eight, a smart speaker. A smart speaker will integrate with your Philips Hue to the rest of your smart home ecosystem, allowing you to control your lights with ease. Plus, being able to control your electronics via voice instead of getting up to use them will help you wind down faster. One of the best smart speakers on the market is the Bose Home Speaker. Thanks to its Bluetooth capabilities, physical buttons, and its support for both Alexa and Google Assistant. But definitely, there's a wide variety of smart speakers on the market. So you have apps that will allow you to control your smart lights throughout your house. So rather than, again, having to look at a screen to control those lights, it'll be much better for you if you have the smart lights in your house and you have a smart speaker, and you could say, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google Assistant, put me in bedtime mode. And then your entire room goes into bedtime mode. That way you're not having to pick up a screen and face the temptation of starting to aimlessly scroll because maybe you did not set up app blocker. But again, just looking at that screen kind of wakes your body back up. So we don't want that. We're talking about how to get the best sleep and what are the 10 best pieces of tech to help you get that best sleep. Number nine, a meditation tool. So meditation is another possible tool in your sleep routine arsenal to help you get more restful slumber sleep throughout the night. The Morphe, Morphee, is a meditation device that guides you through various mindfulness exercises before bed. It also plays nature sounds to further your relaxation before bed. And number 10, the 10th piece of tech to help you get better sleep is an eye massager. Let me tell you something. I'm definitely going to buy this. There's a company called Renfo. I actually have their massager I have a massage gun from Renfo. I think I'm going to buy this. A nice massage for your eyeballs, complete with compression and heat, is the perfect way to wind down after a tiring day. The Renfo Eye Massager has been a game changer for Revive staff writer Amina Khan, who finds it especially useful for her migraines and dry eyes too. Plus, the massager is outfitted with Bluetooth so you can play relaxing tunes as you wind down. I am going to grab that, because if it's one thing that has happened since I got sick, I've had a lot of issues with vision over the past 2 weeks. My eyes have been strained, they've been red, they've been super dry, so I'm using these eye drops. One of the things my doctor said, that this week I need to get at least 8 hours of sleep a night, so that way my eyes can rest, the muscles can rest. Part of the blurry vision that they have seen is that one of the muscles is not lining all the way back up where it's supposed to be, and it's because my eye muscles are so strained right now from not sleeping during being sick. That is aiding in my blurry vision. So this eye massager to help with that comes with complete compression and heat, massaging my eyes and helping with migraines and helping with dry eyes. That is right up my alley. And you can check out the Renfo, Renfho eye massager. So those are your 10 pieces of tech to help you get better sleep. And that is also the top trending stories in tech for this week. We're going to go and take a quick break, listen to some music, and we will be right back on the digital world.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Hey, a good afternoon, my beautiful people. And of course, welcome back. It's Freedom 106.5, the digital world. The voice of Janine alongside the digipreneur himself.
Hello, wait, hold on.
Right.
Hello, are we live? Are we live?
We are live, Caron.
Janine, how do you do?
I am very well. So nice to see you. We had our big launch last week. Our big Freedom launch was so fun.
I told the family that I was sick for the last 2 weeks, and like the Freedom launch, I dragged myself out to that launch. I posted up on a wall and I was like, yeah, I'm here.
Yes, you were there.
I was here. I was there. It was really good to see all of the different presenters, the different shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of great content that'll be coming out now that we've kind of solidified a lineup of shows.
Yeah.
So it was definitely an event. I was only vexed. It was open bar and I had to drink coconut water and orange juice.
Oh, no.
The bartender's like, you go drink with all the cheese. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, we're so happy to have you back. I know you're not 100 yet, but we're very happy to have you back in studio.
Thank you. Thank you. How was 40 under 40? I've been telling everybody you've been touring right now.
I have been in the last 2 weeks. I have been to three schools.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Mova Lavantil Secondary School today.
And big ups.
Amazing students, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
I had a fantastic, overwhelming time today with the students. It's so great. Like, we are there to help them.
Yeah.
But in turn, I think they teach us so much as well.
Of course. What made today overwhelming for you?
Today, I think it was the connection with the students. I think it was the connection. And my table, we only had one boy on the table. So it was, you know, a direct connection with these young ladies and me seeing myself in them. And, you know, I would have gone through these things that they're going through now, you know. So it was very nice.
What's one of the biggest struggles that they're going through right now that has been coming up when you've been talking to students?
Different schools have different issues, but particularly today, I think because we have different subjects to tackle.
Yeah.
I think one of the things today, a young man said that, what if people take his emotions and what if he expresses himself and people take that for weakness and people take advantage of him? And that was, I mean, you know, these children, once you open up your ears, you can hear what they're saying. But he was like, you know, clearly somebody would have hurt him and, you know, betrayed him. Maybe he would have opened up to somebody about something, an event. Maybe he could have break down, whatever the case is, and then that person used it against him. So he's
wow.
like, how do you do this? How do you overcome this? And, you know, the presenters, well, the influencers, the 40
yeah.
40, you know, we all tackled it. You know, who spoke about God and having faith and finding a healthy way to express yourself. I would have told him about, you know, journaling your feelings. Like, I started counseling at a very young age, and my counselor would have told me, hey, you can write down your feelings. You don't have to you don't have to regurgitate it and tell anybody else. You could
pick
it up, you could throw it away, you could burn it, you could keep it, but you just need to get it out. Don't keep it bottling. So I guess that would have been my message to him.
Yeah.
To anybody out there, you know, because a lot of people, even as adults, we trust someone and then we feel betrayed because they may have said something to somebody else, or something might have been posted on social media or anything like that. And you feel like, oh my God, I don't believe you do something like that to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to trust anyone anymore. And it's a process. Everybody has to unlearn things, you know.
Yes.
As we get older, we have to unlearn, like, no, that person is not going to do you what the other person did.
For sure.
But a piece that might help you, write it down.
Listen to me. I remember this is like grade 5. I can't remember how old we are in that, but I was like grade 5 back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to journal a lot, and I used to put everything down. I had a big, back in the times, this is like when Five Star, the big brand for stationery, note tote. So I remember vividly, I used to write in my big Five Star binder.
Right.
And the name of it was called Note Tote, right? So I'd be like, dear Note Tote, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I write on everything, right?
Right.
Boy, one of my friends came over and found my journal,
yeah,
and
boy.
Listen to me, I never journal ever again.
True.
Until I turn an adult.
Well, at the beginning of each of my journals, I have a disclaimer, yeah. Read at your own risk, you know? I do, but now, I mean, technology has advanced, so... Like my draft, my email drafts
your
are
email
like,
draft.
Whoa, I like that thing full, boy. I don't know, let's have to delete because the draft's going back 20 something, 2018. I dare on my phone,
yeah.
You know, where I'll upset me today, ting. And I dare the phone, you know. But I feel, and that's how I deal with it. Everybody deals with it differently. So we were just trying to get across to them that, you know, drinking or smoking or, sleeping excessively or being aggressive, those are not
good outlets.
Proper, like, coping mechanisms,
yeah.
Because we want you all to be healthy adults and we want you all to have better ways to cope with it. So we're just expressing, like, how we deal as adults, how we deal with it, because I know they're going through it as well. So we touched a little bit on mental health, a little bit on communication, critical thinking, and a couple other things moving with these students today. But I visited Mokorapo last week. I think it's Mokorapo West. I hope I get it right. Mokorapo West. And it was Mova Love until today. And I did Barataria North on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the last three that I did within the last 2 weeks. And then next week, I have one more, and that is Maruga.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow is correct. Because first of all, I have never been there. I never been to Maruga. That's why I was like, nah, I want to go that one. That one seemed far. That one seemed like it would be real vibes.
That's a know your country tour.
Yeah. But so much to be done with the youth of the nation and parents out there. You know, just support them. They are going through so much. And I know you are as well. I know the pressure's on to make sure that they have the books and they have the food and they have, you know, proper accommodation.
One of the biggest stresses that I'm seeing in schools right now, even when I get invited to do career days and whatnot, mm-hmm. is the fact that the teachers are trying to be as positive as they possibly can and create the right environments, mm-hmm. but a lot of the students, their parents are struggling in their careers.
Of course.
Not getting the jobs that they want. So it's hard. On one hand, you're in school telling everybody, hey, education is the key. That's how you're going to get the jobs. But then you're going home and your parents are struggling. Your parents are not getting the jobs. They're not getting into the fields that they want. And they're going through this big change right now because the world is changing. A lot of career paths are dying out. New ones are emerging. Okay. And people are caught up in the midst. And a lot of students are seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I hear you, education is the key, but like as much as you're saying it, my parents right now are not getting into their jobs. One just got laid off, can't find work. So there's a clash of methodology or just a line of thinking that is happening right now that they are coming to terms with and struggling with.
And that's one of the reasons that I like the 40 under 40 because it kind of expands to what you can accomplish.
Yes.
You know, so we have, today we had media personalities, we had past Paralympic and Olympic medalists with us. We had doctors, we had dentists, we had accountants. It's just, you know, different forms of an income or a career. And that they can attain. We had entrepreneurs as well. So just spreading it out.
Expanding their horizons.
Yeah, because we got to all do our part. NGOs, you as well, you have a part to play. If you want to do a school tour, a caravan, of course, you know, you have to apply to the Ministry of Education,
mm-hmm.
get your things and your ducks in order, cross your T's, dot your I, make sure everything's safe. But I think there should be more upliftment in schools throughout the country because what the children are facing it's nothing like what we faced.
It's different.
It's completely different.
It's very different.
I am like, what? What? Y'all going through this? I'm like, girl, you so strong. It's me talking this. I'm like, girl, you so strong. ways. And I'm like, you do that? I said, girl, you could be driving by the time you reach graduation.
Yeah.
You are already an entrepreneur. Doing it and continue doing it, you know, because it's all about encouragement. It's all about supporting them, you know. Some of them, one question we had last on Wednesday was, what do you do if your family, if the people that are surrounding you and the people that you directly live with, what if they're the ones that are bringing you down? What if they're the ones that are telling you, no,
yeah,
you can't do it? How do you cope with that?
Yeah.
And that was a tough one, because I can't imagine being at such a young age and parents saying, you don't see, or you're not gonna end up doing anything, or you could do something, you's nothing,
yeah,
you know. I could only imagine you feel you something, or what, because yeah, because you hit some ball today, and you feel you at all, you feel you get through, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I could only imagine that, you know.
And that's why when we have our guests, usually, you know, a lot of the guests that come on the show are usually with their fields are very different. They're not traditional fields that we typically talk
exactly.
to. And one of the first questions is, hey, when you told your parents, hey, I'm going to get into PR, or I'm going to get into gaming, what was their conversations like?
Yeah.
And we have heard, you know, some say it was not a good conversation.
Yeah.
And others say, you know, they were extremely supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the hardest things for people to, one of the hardest reasons why people, it's hard for them to support us, is because they themselves can't wrap their mind around what you were trying to do.
Correct.
Right? So
correct.
When you say, hey, I want to be a video game athlete, your parent is looking at you like, I can't even begin to wrap my mind around what the hell you are trying to say to me. However, I have people, and this is something I'm going to bring on the show, I have a gamer who earns over $20,000 a month, TT, playing games, playing Twitch.
And when the young boy last week, when he said he wants to be a gamer, I said, true? I said, boy, them does make real money. I said, them does make real money. I said, continue doing your thing, eh? Because that is very tough to achieve as well. You feel you could be a gamer just so?
Just no. You like I get game. Licks.
No. That is dedication, you know? That's hours, you know? That's
that
practice,
dedication.
You know?
Yes.
That is why they actually achieve an income now.
Correct.
And because even, it is respected.
Correct. And even when they're gaming and they're not trying to be a video game athlete, there are the people that are making the games.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest gamers are the people who are involved in the making
development,
of the games,
yeah,
and the development of the games. Those are real world skills,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a passion for video game to say, I want to be a video game designer,
mm-hmm,
a video game storyboard editor, or to create this. Because we see all the games. People are creating new worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones. I forget the exact
stat.
There is a game. I mean, there are variations of Game of Thrones video games, but not like a big, I guess, known one. But the point I was going to say with Game of Thrones is that you have people, when you think of Star Wars, Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, you have people who are creating worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And Game of Thrones is rated as one of the most diverse worlds ever created. These are, like, could you imagine, Jay, could you imagine any of these authors who, like a George Lucas, George R.R. Martin, going to their parents and saying, Mom, I want to be an author, and I want to write the Game of Thrones.
Right.
Could you imagine the conversation his parents probably said?
Yeah.
It was probably like, what?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
Hobbits? What? Boy, go pick up a book and go and study medicine.
Because that's all, and that's the thing, that to me is so limiting. It has changed so much. Please, parents out there, your kids tell you anything. They tell you they want to do they want to be a designer. A young man could walk up to you and say, I want to be a designer. Encourage him.
Yes.
Encourage him to be that designer. That's, everybody has their own purpose, their own passions.
Yes.
And we can all coexist. We could all make money. We could all make a good income. But we got to start. I always tell the children, start now.
Correct.
Start now with what you have. Whatever you have, start. You like videos, start it. You like nails, start to do your nails. Them same friends who say your friends, right, they should be paying you to do a little nails. And you'll develop, you will get better at doing the nails.
Correct.
You like makeup, start, buy one piece of Revlon, buy one piece of Sasha cosmetics and try it, and you will improve, you will get better, you will get better. I tell them, I say, all you will be driving to graduation.
Yeah.
Just apply yourself, keep on applying yourself, but you will earn your money and you will be able to drive to your own graduation, you know.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Nobody will be able to cut no style on you.
Correct.
Right? That's what I say, ladies. You have to do better than that.
The first part, the first hour of today's show, I was talking about how recruitment agencies today can play a much bigger role in building the job market, because a recruitment agency is a connection between the actual companies
mm-hmm.
and the actual job seekers and the schools. They get to see all three sides of the story. They get to see what industries are popping, what are the new skills that people are looking for, that companies are looking for, and then help guide the students. Because I think one of the biggest issues that we have is we don't have enough information being put out there to say, hey, students, there's a variety of new industries
mm-hmm.
that are coming out. There are new skills, new degrees, new qualifications, new certifications that you guys can learn. And this is where you're going to go and learn it, right? Even if it's not a school locally here, there are still online schools. There's so many ways,
yeah.
But we don't have enough people guiding the job market and the youth to say, what are the new skills that are popping up locally and internationally? Where do you go and learn these new skills? So whilst we have 40 under 40 and we have other initiatives that are happening where we have people who are skilled, who have made their name in something different, a lot of us have kind of found our own niche and done it. But we need more people kind of just letting people know the different pathways to get to some of these new industries. So the future is very bright. Like, I'm excited as heck, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the big news that happened this week is the new version of ChatGPT that came out,
yes,
is doing people's taxes.
I heard it wrote the latest episode of South Park, and they literally said this episode was written by.
My
God.
Can you imagine what, like, the way the world is going and the way the technology and the tools that Terminator. It ain't aware yet. We don't know when it's going to become aware, but it ain't aware yet. But the amount of tools that are coming out on the market, where, again, these are the things that I want more students to say, get curious about and learn, because mm-hmm. boy, oh boy, if you can start to leverage these things to help you craft your own niche, you're going to set yourself apart. You're going to be able to create your own source of income. And again, people need to know that you can make money now. Like, you don't have to wait till you graduate. If you're looking for a career change, you don't always have to go back to school. There's so many things mm-hmm. you can learn and do mm-hmm. right now.
Exactly.
That is...
And even, like, we speak to the young people, but even you right now, not so young, maybe in your 40s, maybe in your 30s.
You young?
I young too?
Yeah, of course. We young.
All I say is, you could go back to school too. You could do a course too. You could do a short course too. And you could go back to school. We're not only talking about youth under 35. We're talking about you as well.
One of the
things that inspired me, and I shared with my my session today, my dad went back to school in his 50s, and it totally inspired me. It made me feel like I'm on top of the world. I could go back to school at any point.
Yeah.
And I could do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
I told him, I said, because I shared my table with an influencer who's a lawyer. I said, all I feel is just so, and I finish out. I could go back to school, and in 5 years, they had to call me attorney at law, or you had to call me doc. Yes, but we could go back to school. I said, and we're so blessed. In Trinidad, we have GATE, we have HELP, we have programs that can assist you.
Yep.
If you want to go back to school, and that's at any age. Plus, I mean, you're having a little job and thing, put aside your little money a semester, put aside, and you fund yourself through school. But you can go back to school. You could try these new digital ways of making money.
I will tell everybody endless. That even if you're not going back to a formal tertiary education, For me, I'm always in school. There's always a course exactly. that I'm taking. There's always a certification because mm-hmm. the more skills you stack up, the more valuable problems that you can solve. The one thing that this sickness taught me, and not being up on my feet for the last 2 weeks, this was the first time I've been sick for so long where I was never worried about money.
Right.
Because if I do one thing, right? If I do one event, I get paid enough where I'm good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to wait to go back to school to learn new skills. There are so many things you guys can learn right now right. that would allow you to mm-hmm. work from home. So mm-hmm. even if you're somebody who is sickly and you constantly getting into problems at work because you're always calling out sick because you have physical ailments, there are avenues, there are things you can learn that allow you to get remote employment or, again, learn skills that allow you to get clients not just in Trinidad, most but definitely. Allow you to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we will have a lot of these conversations and so much more. But we know we're running out of time. But I want to plug next week's guest.
Ooh.
Next week's conversation is going to be really dope. So everybody would have been hearing the big news that the government has passed the new digital e-money license, right? But most people don't know exactly what the e-money license is all about.
You should see my face.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what is that like?
And there has been one of the first companies to get the approval for the new e-money license is a company called Paywise. So the CEO of Paywise, Mr. Ian Allen, is coming in here to the digital world. Mr. Ian Allen. Not Ian Allen from, you know, the Watcher of Crime.
Ah.
But Ian. You thought of...
Don't mess me up, boy.
Listen to me. I know he's...
Jack of all trades.
Listen,
Master of none, I like it.
We'll pong about that. I want to know if he gets pong about that. Huh. But anyways, he's coming in. We're going to be learning about the new e-money license. And this is huge because what that app that they have built, this is how we're able to, you know, move money to and from each other. Like, I could load up money into my digital wallet, and if I want to pay you for the wonderful cookies you brought me today, I can now send you the money via the app rather than having to go find cash or log online, do a bank transfer that takes a day to 3 days, depending on who is, you know. So he is coming in. We're going to be talking about the Paywise app. We're going to be talking about the new digital e-money license the government has granted, passed in Parliament. So all that's going to be next week on the digital world.
And we talk about it because I want to know, is that the same thing and cash? Is that big difference?
No, that's different. That is different. Ncash is from Republic Bank.
Okay.
Right? So Ncash, Paywise, TSCT is coming up with their own digital app called Paper. They just got, TSCT. TSCT got their own license.
You go government, I like it. I've been a loyal B-Mobile member for all my life, you know.
Well, hey, I think when Paper does launch, we'll get B-Mobile to come in here and talk about that app as well.
Yes,
but they just got their license last month, like right before Carnival.
Yeah.
So that got pronounced. But Paywise is the first company to get that new e-money license. So we'll see how it works, you know. We'll sign up. We'll see how we can send money to and from each other.
Yes.
And if they have simplified the movement of money process.
Y'all could just send money now.
Yes. So we could be on air. We could be like, hey, you know, go and send me some money.
Send
I'm a Paywise,
money.
You know, donate, all that good stuff. So that's going to be next week's conversation. So Janine.
Yes.
This was, as always, it's about that time. We got the boss himself coming up next, Betterments with Bass.
Yes.
Bass is in the building, ready.
Bass is in the building.
Ready and ready to go from 3 to 6. So my name is Karon Rose. You guys can find me on social media, any social media platform, KeronRose. You want to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms, give me a follow. Janine, lovely, where can they find you?
Well, my beautiful people, you can find me at JYNNYN on social media. I believe it's across all of them. But I mean, I just check my IG now. Let me be real with you. I don't really check the rest of them thing. It's too much. Too much for me to check. But check me on IG, JYNNYN. And of course, you can check me on my sister station on Slam 100.5 on Monday to Wednesday from 9 a.m. to noon. So
make sure and give her a listen. That's it from us in the digital world, folks. We will see you guys next week, Friday.
Bye. Peace, love, and cupcakes. Mwah.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.